The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, it was another big week for Brexit. Yesterday, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, finally accepted that asking for an extension to Brexit, if there was no deal by end of the month, would be preferable to his previous claim that he'd rather be dead in a ditch than do such a thing. So what's next and what will be the impact on workers and businesses in Northern Ireland? I'm joined now by Tina McKenzie, CEO of Grafton Recruitment and Chair of the Federation of Small Businesses in Northern Ireland, and Gráinne Kelly, founder and CEO of Bubblebum, who joins us from BBC Radio File. Tina, coming to you first, you were actually at the Conservative conference this week where Boris Johnson unveiled those alternative proposals. Give us your key impressions and takeaways on yet another momentous week.
Well, from a Conservative Party conference, it was extremely confident. Everywhere you could see pasted, you know, get Brexit done. People didn't seem too worried at all about any sort of implications of getting Brexit done. And I think the feeling is that if you get a deal or if we go out with no deal, I think people genuinely think that's it done rather than that's the beginning of having to negotiate all the future trade agreements, etc. So definitely a feeling of confidence, and it actually surprised me somewhat.
And Gráinne, looking at those headlines this week, one of the key takeaways has been the potential for tariffs. What's the practical consequences of that? What's preoccupying your mind as a business owner in Northern Ireland?
Well, practical consequences for ourselves in terms of economies of scale. For us, from a fulfilment perspective, you know, we have already had to make plans. That yesterday, for example, we were planning on shipping all our US product back to Northern Ireland again so that we can fulfil directly from here, which would, of course, have increased our workforce. So that would have had an impact on the employment. We've had to displace that again. We've had to ship those goods into America and ship our European goods into Holland, where really what we want to be doing is shipping from Northern Ireland. But because we don't understand what impact any of these tariffs may have, there may be none. But because we don't understand that, we've got to actually make another plan to de-risk the business.
And Tina, you know, we saw some analysis coming out of the UK yesterday, which suggested that the UK is edging closer to recession. It seemed like something of a warning shot. Are you seeing anything that would suggest that there are little trends of a recession already taking root in Northern Ireland?
Well, I think that's to do with the bigger global market. There's no doubt the Brexit uncertainty and the rejection in principle of the proposal, the reaction to it, has certainly had an impact on the FTSE this week. But there are wider winds out there. So if you look at what's going on with Chinese debt, if you look at what's going on with the slowing down of manufacturing in the States and some political uncertainty in other places like Hong Kong, that's all having a huge impact on the market, which I might add will also have an impact on the Irish market as well in terms of investment. So Brexit certainly had an impact this week in terms of Boris Johnson's proposal and the European Union's reaction. But there are other things at play, and that's my fear, is that we're so focused, and we've been so focused on Brexit for 3 years, that also we may be heading into a recession. It's been 10 years since the crash. So, you know, every 10 years you tend to get a recession. I just don't think we're focused on what we need to do in order to keep the economy strong right across these islands, I might add.
And Gráinne, you know, Tina mentions there that uncertainty. Are you seeing any behavioural changes when it comes to consumer sentiment or people, you know, maybe buying luxury products, investing in travel, hotel stays?
Absolutely. There is a real reluctancy to spend. And it's so interesting. I mean, I have friends who are in the travel trade and friends who are also in the hotel trade in Europe and in the UK. And they've all been saying the same thing, that they're all concerned for their jobs. So it is most definitely having a knock-on effect. I mean, but nobody will commit and say that any of the options that are being presented are better than staying where we are. And, you know, the example that I gave this week was, if you've got your runners on and somebody tells you you're running a marathon and I present you with four pairs of stilettos, are you going to put on the stilettos or are you going to run on the runners?
And in all of this, Tina, Stormont hasn't sat in over 1,000 days now. Like, one of the hats you wear is as chair of the Federation of Small Businesses. You've had critiques. The business community seems to be aligned in its feedback. But are you failing to cut through when it comes to politicians, policymakers on this front, that you're just not being heard?
Oh, I think we're being heard loud and clear. And I think the business community has never been heard in such a way, because it's so united in its demand for certainty and its demand for a deal. There, I don't know any business organisations that would say that we want to go off out with no deal and go to WTO rules, which are huge tariffs, by the way. But I think, interestingly, I think some of the rhetoric this week hasn't helped between the Republic of Ireland and the DUP, and indeed with the EU and the Conservatives. But all that being said, the proposal has been put, and I guess something positive is that it hasn't been outright rejected. I think they're going to potentially at this stage start to truly for the first time negotiate on a way through this. And for Northern Ireland, it is the responsibility of the British and Irish governments to work hard to get this assembly up and running. Can you imagine if in the Dáil you didn't have a government for 1,000 days? We saw the noise about Great Britain not having a government being prorogued for a number of weeks. We sit in Northern Ireland and the economy is really being affected, as are the citizens, by the fact that we've no government and no political voice in that sense. So there's a huge step up to be done by the Irish government, the British government, and in general the EU to get a deal done. It's on everybody's plate that they are responsible and they need to stand up and compromise and get a deal done.
Gráinne, for you, with 26 days to go, does this feel like mission impossible to a deal like that? What are some of the best, worst, most likely scenarios, very briefly, that you're thinking about?
Well, the best case scenario for me would be to remain. Worst case scenario would be hard Brexit, and that would be a disaster for everybody. I don't think people understand, particularly in the UK and the mainland UK, people genuinely don't understand the impact that it has on the island of Ireland to have a hard Brexit. They've never lived here. They don't even understand. If you're buying bread and your bread is coming, it's being manufactured in the Republic of Ireland, that manufacturer will be importing their flour from the UK. So there's one tariff. And then they're exporting it back to the UK. There's another tariff. They don't understand the knock-on impact that this is going to have for them. And they genuinely don't understand.
Yeah. OK, there we have to leave it. Thank you for joining us. Tina McKenzie, CEO of Grafton Recruitment and Chair of the Federation of Small Businesses in Northern Ireland. Gráinne Kelly, founder and CEO of Derry-based company Bubble Bum. I hope Gráinne finds those runners under the bed. Thank you for joining us.